you're doing. I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, your source for lore and so much more.
Adventurers, it's me, Lotus of Doom, not Tom, kicking off the Elder Scrolls Lorecast this week. Things are a little different. Tom couldn't make it, so as a result, I think this is only the second time I've seized the show completely to myself. The last time was the longest episode of the show, I believe. So we will attempt to not do that, but we'll see how this goes. Welcome in. This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, and joined by all of our, well, as many of our patrons that could make it this week. So just kind of go around the weird squarish thing that I have on my screen. So we have Fulcrum. Hello. Welcome.
Sorry, I forgot I was muted. Hello.
There you go. Hey. We have Rob the Princess returning.
Hello.
You've been on like all of these.
yeah, for a while.
Yes, for quite a while. We have Blinding Vision. Hello. Welcome back.
Hi.
And we have Falcon with a Box.
Hello.
Welcome back as well. And finally, we have AK Spartan. How you doing, buddy?
How's it going?
I am well. Glad to have all of you. We might have a couple other patrons jump on, but we figure we will kick things off like this. To start, this is our monthly Patreon episode, and kind of due to, I guess, popular demand, people have really enjoyed some of our game show topics, and I'm always partial to 20 questions. So we're going to try another round of these. I've prepared a decent amount, depending upon how efficient you all are, because you were a little better at this than I expected the first time I did it, but then Tom had the highly controversial one to follow it up. So we're going to see if we can have somewhere in the middle here and see how it goes. But yeah, so we will get right into things this week. And to kick things off, I don't know if there's a specific order you want to go in. This is a group effort to defeat me and my choices here. So it's kind of host versus patrons. So whatever order you want to go in is totally fine. It doesn't matter how you want to distribute it. It's totally up to you, however you want to do. I will keep note of how many questions you ask. And you'll have 20 questions per thing. I have six chosen. We'll see how many we get through. But yeah, if you want to actually kick off the guessing, I've already got the first one available. So whoever's got an idea, throw it out there.
Can we have designate someone other than me to be the note taker this time?
Oh, seems like you're the note taker.
No, I wasn't. No, it's not. I've done it the last two times. Someone else is doing it. It's not me.
I hope you have good memory.
I'll take personal notes if no one else wants to. And I'll
keep a vague idea of notes for you, so you don't literally need to like keep it, because I've actually got to kind of keep track of how many things you have anyways. So I will steer you in the right direction if you want legitimate detailed notes, that's on you. But I will definitely keep notes so that you like if you need to backtrack on something, I will let you know. So and anyone can kick off to start with.
Is everyone else just silently like not realizing they're on mute? Like, hello?
No, I put myself on mute because I don't like going first.
All right, Fulcrum's going to go first.
No. Yeah, Fulcrum.
That was an immediate volunteer to go
like
first.
Sounded like volunteering to me, yeah.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Yep.
Okay. Is it an object in the games?
Yes.
Sweet.
All right, there we go.
Okay.
I got
one. Is a reference point. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to hide
the
thing.
Go ahead, Blinding.
So I'm going to keep little notes of what they are. So I'll give you yes or no's. I just don't want to. I realize I wrote the thing at the top, so I'm not going to show you that. That'll make it a two question.
I have X-ray vision. I already got it.
Shoot.
Did
Did it only exist in games prior to Morrowind?
No.
So I'm thinking splitting. Okay.
No. That's actually a pretty good question. Seems like a
good split.
Yeah, that's actually a good one. I don't know if that ever got asked before.
Is it magical?
Oof. Glad I have the USP to confirm that.
Whether it's like a spell magic or just magic, like the magic's pretty broad.
Yeah, I would say not specific. I don't think, no, I would say this is not specifically something you would consider magical.
Falcon, you got some?
Is it primarily specific to one game?
That's a good question. So this is supposed to be yes or no, and I feel like I will say no, because it's got a noticeable appearance in more than one game. It's really prevalent in one game, but it is in other games.
Okay.
All right, guys, I think it's Crimson Nernroot. That's not a yes, by the way. So,
no, I figured as much.
Spartan, you'd be the next one with who hasn't guessed yet.
Yeah, all right. So it's just, okay. Can you wear it? We haven't asked that yet, right?
That's a great one. You can wear it?
There you go.
Not Crimson Nernroot, okay.
Not with that, right?
I would love to see a dress or something made of Crimson Nernroot.
Just a hat?
A whispering dress.
Yeah, it's nonstop humming.
It's just a backpack holding more Nernroots.
Yes. Okay.
You're five questions in, FYI.
So if you can wear it and it was something that was primarily in one game, but it was in
it's in others. It's an object.
What's the kind of equipment that was maybe unique to one game?
I got an idea for what it could be.
Just the straight up the gas itself?
I think so.
I think I have an idea guess, too. It's guess, too early. No, I know it's too early.
It's too early.
I have an idea too.
Frame your guess in a question that still helps narrowing it down so we can keep this going.
Yes. Okay.
Is it an item obtained from a Daedra?
No.
That goes. It's sort of mine.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm sure an Daedric enemy can physically drop that, you wouldn't consider it a specific related thing to a Daedra.
Okay.
I have a good narrowing question then. Is it a weapon?
It can be.
Sounds like a shield. Because how can it be wearable and a weapon?
My question was going to be, is it arms or armor, which is like both categories, but if it's one of them, then that we still got to narrow it down further. So I was just going to barrel down for weapon, and if it's not, then we'll go for armor. But it seems like it could be both weapon and armor, I guess, like a spike shield or something. Some sort of offensive and defensive equipment. Fulcrum, you got a guess?
Did we already get an answer to the shield question?
We didn't straight up ask, is it a shield? No.
All right, well, I'll ask it. Is it a shield? Why not?
Because everyone was saying. It can be, so yes. Like,
God.
So if it can be, I would say the answer is no.
It can be.
That's why these ones are like... hard to specifically say yes, but like, yeah. Yes.
Not can I shield myself with it, but is it a shield?
And
you're just as bad as Tom.
I know. Yeah, when I said I was going to be different than Tom, I meant worse. I really don't want to give you a hint because you made the most of any hint I gave you last time. So I don't want to give you a hint yet. You're definitely on the right track with this, even if you don't think you are.
But with the answer that you've already given us, I just want to make sure I can clarify this. The item is not something that is traditionally conceived as a shield. You don't have to answer that if you don't want to, because you already gave us an answer, but I'm just trying.
So what I will, what I would say is there, it can be a shield.
All right.
It can be a weapon. It can be something you wear. Think broad.
Ethereum.
Is it fucking Kim or some shit? Like, oh, that's not my guess. But like, oh, sorry. man, I don't know. Anyone else got a guess?
I feel like this one was not meant to be this contentious, actually, when I was picking this one.
So it's, and it can be magical too.
I'm not thinking
everything but nothing.
Yeah. It's not like the magic thing, like that's not something specifically related to it, but it's also like it's, yeah, I wouldn't say no, it's not specifically magical.
Okay.
This one.
All right. I got
harder than a question. All right.
Is it used for enchanting those items?
No.
Okay. I'm just thinking along the lines of Soul Gem, because, yeah, you can put it in a shield, you can put it in some armor. It's not necessarily magic itself, but.
Yeah.
Is it something you mine?
Yes.
RTG, looks like you're joining in. Do you want us to give you a quick recap of what you missed out on so far?
Welcome in, RTG.
We'll wait for him. That's fine.
Yep, no worries.
Someone else have a guess? Okay. Yeah, that...
I like the cross thing, like in the secret chat.
So is it a naturally occurring material?
I was waiting for that to be asked. It's like, oh boy.
He doesn't even know.
No, I'm looking at it. Again, I'm trying to answer this without being confusing.
Good luck.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know.
You're failing utterly wow. So far.
No.
Okay. I love the confidence.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound convinced.
Oh, God. Yeah, this one's like... I'm trying really hard to not be misleading with this. Okay. Would forging something to you guys be considered naturally occurring?
No, but the ingredients you would use in the forge would be. But if
okay.
Yeah.
Then I will say yes. I take back what I said. I will say yes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's more important. Yes.
How many questions are we on?
I can tell you. 1, 2, 3, 8,
I think.
7, 8, 9, 10. Actually, that was your 11th.
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, some of mine was just like clarifying the same answer that you gave. I'm not, were we counting those as questions?
No. I can recap your questions too. You've got definitive answers on 11.
All right.
Yep. Your yeses are currently, it is an object. You can wear it. You can have it as a weapon. You can have it as a shield. It is something you mine, and it is generally naturally occurring.
We also got the somewhat clue of it existed in some of the other games, but it's more prevalent in one.
Yeah, It's you can definitely recognize it.
So you said one of them was that we could mine it. That was an answer.
Yes, you can mine it.
That's why I said in the chat, I'm thinking Stall Rim is possible.
Yeah.
That's in Skyrim and Morrowind, but is it more prominent in one or the other?
Is it an item associated with ice?
No.
Stall Rim, then.
It's not Stall Rim, nope.
I'm wondering if it's like one of the crafting materials from like Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, I forget about it online.
I don't think Lotus would choose like one of those items that comes up in like one of those purchasable mounts in ESO, and it's not really otherwise well known. I don't think that would be an answer.
Rob's mining for bonus questions without asking.
Let's see.
I can't help but feel like we've gotten nowhere. But yeah, somewhere like the closer the same we time. Get,
more dead end I'm in. I'm like, I don't know where this brings us. It's
we can mine it, and there's only so many things you can mine.
And he did kind of give us a free hint on, he specified it can be forged.
Yeah, so it's a forgeable, mineable item.
Generally speaking, simplified into an element like iron, steel, adamantine, or you know, a stalrim. Is it in that category of items?
Yes.
Oh, is it an ore?
Okay.
I think is what you're thinking of.
Yes.
Okay.
So what's another one that's in other games but is more prominent in one?
Ooh, yes. Now we're locking into an answer. So what?
I can't be iron because it's kind of like
in difficult. Like all of them.
Yeah, that's
and
just
steel.
Orcish feels default too.
I don't think there was a game that really. Orcish is uses
Orichalcum.
Orichalcum. I can't think of it. Well, hold on. I don't know much about like Daggerfall or Arena. I don't know if there was like a huge Orichalcum questline or something.
But this opens up to what I was referencing earlier, like the. High-end gear on ESO uses like a specific type of ore. You can use that to make weapons and armor. I guess you can't make it into a shield though, so that might take that out. I don't know.
So, well, I guess we could be like assuming a bit more information than he's giving us here because it's primarily in a game, but that doesn't mean that like the game was like about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because at first I was like, oh, like there's a whole like quest line in ESO about Nurnkrux, but Nurnkrux didn't show up in any of the other games as far as I know.
No, I think that I'll tell you right now, that's a ESO specific thing.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like gold, because you couldn't really wear jewelry in a lot of the older games. Gold still existed in those games, but like it didn't have much of an impact on the game until where you could make jewelry in Skyrim. That's not a bad.
Should we find out what game it's more specific to?
I would say you probably don't make gold shields though.
Yeah, so I can't imagine you do.
Probably would be relatively soft.
Yeah. It would last forever until if someone hit it.
Hey, wait. The vampire storyline from Skyrim. Are those arrows that you use to like either make the sun brighter or darker? What order are those used? Because that would be like a pretty
elven arrows. I don't know what item is used. It's to make. Was it glass, I think, is to make the elven items in Skyrim?
It's an elven ore.
Yeah, it's like a
quicksilver and steel combo, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But Malachite? I wonder if those... Actually, Malachite's good, too.
I mean, I don't know if quicksilver was really in a lot of the other games. It could be quicksilver.
I still got, what, 9 questions?
7.
Well, and it can be magical, right? So, like, it would be an ore that the stuff made out of it takes on certain properties, which, like, doesn't that apply to the silver stuff?
Well, his answer to the, is it magical, is it's not magical specifically.
Yeah,
well, but that's what I'm saying. Like if you make an iron weapon, you have to enchant it. But if you make a silver weapon, there are certain, like, it just has certain magical properties.
At least silver is different from quicksilver. Beforehand.
So it could be Quicksilver, it could be Silver, it could be Orichalcum still. I don't know. What can we do to narrow this down further?
Wow, I made this opening one way harder than I
have a question. Sure. Is it an ore typically associated with a particular race, like how Orichalcum is with the orcs, or like the elven arm, like Quicksilver is with the elves?
Okay. I would say no. That okay. is not going to lead you in a direction that will help you.
Okay.
No, I would not attribute it to one specific race only.
That narrows it down quite a bit, I feel like, because I feel like most materials are tied to a specific, like...
Yeah, it won't be, like, Orichalcum. It won't be Dwemer ingots. Yeah.
Looking up crafty materials right now.
Well, you know, it's not and common
to be
either, because those are in all of the games.
Could be ebony.
Ooh! Ebony, I like that. I think it's ebony. Yeah, let's...
You gonna take the shot on that?
How confident are we on that it would be ebony? Because I feel like...
I was kind of thinking ebony or malachite.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Ebony, is it a crafting material? We could ask, okay. Is it a crafting Lotus, material so used for Daedric?
It's either glass or ebony, because it's Lotus. It's one of those two, for sure. I don't know which one of the two it would be. Because his armor, he always does, is the glass armor with the damn stupid heavy armor ebony helmet.
The ebony helm.
We could ask if it's traditionally green or something like that, or traditionally black. Yeah,
we have enough questions left at this point.
We can just burn one.
So yeah, that'll be. Is the material traditionally a green item?
No.
Is the material traditionally a black item?
No.
Oh no!
Yeah. We just that burned out the window.
Ah, everything I expected of you.
I made this way too hard to open.
We rolled a one on that one.
That was such a good train of thought too. I was like, wow, this is like deep meta on what should pick. And
what would Lotus do? It's glass or ebony for sure.
That's the answer to the second question. We're just ahead of our time.
Yeah, you just got it in one advance. You have three questions left. Well,
oh,
two and a guess.
No.
Could be. Oh, well, I was going to say Dragon Scale, but that would not be mined. That is ripped off of
harvested, I guess.
Right.
Violently extracted.
Same thing with like chitin or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So
what else are we not thinking of?
Watch it just be iron.
I'd be so way over.
Turns out iron's only been in like one game and everybody just remembers wrong.
And it wouldn't be Daedric, because Daedric is just ebony but different.
Earlier in the thing, it was asked, is it Daedra specific? Like, would a Daedra specifically drop it? And so that's a no, just, yeah.
It wouldn't be fur armor for the same reason of the other ones. Man, it's gotta be something simple and stupid, like steel or iron or one of the most basic ones, because the other ones are tied to race.
What about, I'm trying to think of some of the other games, but like, what about like Mithril? What do we think about something like that?
Is there much Mithril in the games? I don't think that really comes up in the games.
I think the older ones might have had it, but then again, I haven't played those and they are all.
Should we do another color question to narrow it down to silver, or should we go a different focus? Because if we say silver, that's like, okay, that is iron or steel, because those are both a silver metal.
I mean, silver was also in the games, though.
True, it doesn't narrow it down a whole lot, because it could be silver, iron, steel. It could be a lot of them at that point. So maybe that's not the direction we want to take. As iron is more of a gray, but point is still made.
I was gonna say, if you wanted to go with the silver route, you could say, is it used primarily to kill specific types of creatures? But
I'm ready to give up on this one. So if anyone just wants to shoot a random guess, like, shoot your shot.
Everything we've kind of like narrowed it down to, granted, we've tried to narrow it down to one or two things up until this point. Those have been wrong, but kind of points at silver.
If there's any narrowing questions that we can go, whether it's, you know, the type of material, the color, the maybe what it's used for, but what it's used for seems to be everything that we've narrowed it down so far.
Just so you know, you're on an ad break, Lewis.
Yeah, no, I can't control that.
They're missing all of this content.
You know.
Yeah. Stupid Twitch.
For 30 seconds.
Yep. They're missing out on us stumbling over and guessing the wrong answer.
It's why you should always listen to the recorded version.
Right.
You show up to the live show just to be included to this goofy stuff.
Hey, when you guys make this into a video for like YouTube, just cut to us getting it right at the end, all right?
And in one question,
we'll look so good.
Yep, and in a single question, they got it.
Is it this?
All right, so we have... Right.
So you got two questions and your guess left, so...
It's an object. It's something you can mine.
What can you extract?
You can wear this. It can be a weapon. It can be a shield. It's not associated with ice, so it's not Stalrim. It's not associated with Daedra.
Not glass, it's not ebony.
Yeah, it's not green, it's not black. It's not...
Yeah, you know lots of things that it isn't from the item category.
Yeah.
Is it not glass?
I'm gonna say
correct.
How can you push for you? Like I said, you got two questions to try to narrow this down and a guess theoretically for your 20th if you need both your questions.
I love how it's already 9:40.
Oh yeah, no, we're spoiler alert, we're not going to do all six because we'll be here for a Tales of Tamriel episode at that point.
We got to shoot something.
Yeah, I was going to say, throw something out there, see if you can narrow it down, because we'll definitely do a couple, no matter what.
Is it steel?
It is not steel.
Sad.
Sad.
I say we go with silver, honestly.
Okay, that's it. Go ahead.
Yep.
Is it silver?
It is not silver.
Well, dang it.
You got...
this is rough.
This was not meant to be this rough.
Does it come out of an ox's ass? Because this is
does not come out of an ox's ass.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna be curious.
This is Elder Scrolls related, right?
It sure is.
We're talking about the same game, so, right? First game series, right?
Yeah, so there's an interesting cheat question from another show that I listened to where just as a suggestion going forward, if you're totally stumped, you could always ask something along the lines of, have we already mentioned this yet? And it really narrows down a lot of what you've discussed and whether some of your wild ideas have actually helped you or not. Just throwing that out there for future reference. Not that I'm suggesting things, but
I feel like we're too deep in for now for that to be helpful.
That last section really kind of eliminated the functionality of that question, which is why I'm saying I don't know if I'd rely on that here. But prior to that last little thought process,
we're out of guesses at this point. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You've got, including both of those last ones, you've got two more. You're a 19, including it's not steel and it's not silver. I mean, at this point, you continue
to throw. Is it orange?
It is not orange.
What is orange that it could possibly be?
Chromium. That's the only one I can think of. Just
throwing colors
out. Is this the last one?
Yes, this is your final one.
Is it mithril?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
None of them.
Why didn't you start asking questions for that?
I mentioned it earlier. As soon as Lotus said, ask if we've already mentioned it because of your crazy guesses.
Yeah.
I immediately went right back to mithril.
It is mithril.
I hate this game.
Everyone else watching us loves it.
It was so you guys were so like walking around it the whole time.
I was pretty sure mithril was like a throwaway in Arena and they never went back to it. Is it in the games?
It's super prevalent in Daggerfall. And it's actually in Oblivion as well.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I remembered it from, was Oblivion, because it's pretty commonly found in Cyrodiil, supposedly. Yep. In like, yeah,
it's lore. It's in Oblivion, and it's like really common in Daggerfall. Like,
mithril and adamantine are like two popular fantasy metals, but like adamantine I think was used in Arena and then like, yep, never mentioned again because like, no, adamantine doesn't exist in this world, never mind. I thought that's how mithril was, but apparently not.
Nope, it was taken out from Morrowind, actually, from checking it out from the USP when I was trying to get exact details. Apparently, Michael Kirkbride hated it and was like, we're getting rid of this because this is just like copyright infringement.
Right. It's in every fantasy world. It
sure is. But yeah, if you actually go to mithril on the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages, it's actually a picture of Oblivion is the main photo of what it looks like. And then it goes into the Daggerfall stuff down lower. But yes, the answer was mithril, which...
When
Spartan threw that out of left field, I was like, oh, thank God. At least somebody knows that it's here. Because I was worried. I was like, does nobody know mithril's in the game? Crap. It's like, did I go too deep?
All right. Yeah, I just counterbalanced that by being pretty sure that it wasn't. And I was like, no, I know what I'm talking about. It's not in there.
Well, and it was too early to just guess. It was way too early to, but we had one left. And I was like, you know what? Well, why not? We're not going to get anything else.
Godspeed, dude.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, okay. That was way more involved than I expected with the opening one.
I guess we'll find out how the other ones are.
Yeah. So
we're going to get in like two questions.
That's why. So, all right. You know what we're going to do, since I only have some of the stuff? We'll do like a quick little mid-break thing here so I can thank everybody, since Tom usually does this.
It's that time. Holiday shopping is here, and I've got something to help you out. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. And that's legit. How many different stores can you find exactly the same products and you just are shopping for whoever has the best deal? No, this is a place that has high-quality, unique, often handmade or made in the US products by independent artists and small businesses that truly create one-of-a-kind gifts for all sorts of different seasons, and it's the holiday season. Well, get this. I found one that I thought was super cool. Now, my wife loves puzzles. She loves mysteries. She loves escape rooms. They have murder mystery jigsaw puzzles where you use the puzzle to solve the mystery. There's a few of these, and I think I might pick up the clairvoyant convention one. I think she'll love it. And that's just one example. They've got gifts for moms and teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, gardeners. There's something here for everybody on your gift list. And they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice with every purchase. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/scrollslore. That's uncommongoods.com/scrollslore for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
But yeah, just a shout out to everybody. We've got some new patrons to thank, including Tristran, Xander, Nyx, and Blue Aries. Thank you so much for joining the Patreon. Super appreciated. And as always, we've got our shout outs for our Daedric Prince tier, which Blinding Vision, hey buddy, as well as Kira and, Kira C is how we refer to it, and Shia Gora's Sweet Roll. So thank you so much for supporting the show. Super appreciated as always. And if you're looking to join the Patreon, same thing.
for episodes like this, last Thursday of the month, where we get together, have a chat, or play a game, something along these lines. We've got all sorts of different variants. Feel free to check out the Elder Scrolls Lorecast Patreon. But with that, we will jump right back to what we were doing so that we can see. We'll definitely do another one. If it takes another 30 minutes, we might only be able to do a couple, but we'll see how quick you can get this. I did not expect that to be so tricky. So I apparently have a bad gauge of this, but we'll go straight into the second one here. So you can kick it off. I will keep the similar style notes to what I did last time so that I can recap for all of you.
Is it a place?
It is not.
Is it a person?
No.
So that means it's a thing. So we don't have to ask that question.
Yeah.
We just got to narrow that thing down from here.
I wonder if it's
what if it's just a word for the thing?
Don't you freaking dare. Is it an object?
No. This is much more efficient so far. It's just all no's.
Anyone else want to throw these out? I'm just trying to get the generic questions out of the way. Not all at once.
Is it magical?
No.
Is it alive?
Ooh. Oh, boy.
It sounds like it's going to be complicated. Sorry.
Oh, I wish it, and
so
I wish
it begins.
Didn't, I wish you didn't ask that.
Oh, I thought this was going to be simple. Damn it.
I really wish you didn't ask that. Yes, with an asterisk of don't get too hung up on that.
We're going to get hung up on that.
Right?
But I asked you not to.
That just makes us want to get hung up on it even more.
Is it associated with a particular race?
Yes.
I get some kind of construct. One of the or dwarven.
Yeah, it could be like a Dwemer bot of some kind.
Is it round?
No, but I want to say yes, but it's no. The answer is actually no, but I do want to say yes, and I'll explain later.
Probably a sphere.
Well, if it was a sphere, I think you would say yes.
I would be forced
to say
yes.
They stand up and they, yeah.
Yeah, but like, spheres are round. I know it's controversial, but.
And they start out round.
Let's see. We could try to narrow down which race it's associated with.
Split between Elven and man.
Yeah, is it associated with a mer race?
No.
Okay, so it could be
all right.
Mannish or beast folk at that point.
I feel like that makes it harder.
It sure does, because I'm trying to think of anything associated with the mannish races or the beast folk races, and that's just oof. I don't even.
That's alive, but maybe not at the same time.
I feel like the Argonians might have some weird stuff like that, but then so could any of the Mannish races.
Are you going to call the histories alive?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
it's a living thing.
They feel like a weird.
They are explicitly alive. If Lotus couldn't answer that, then I would be questioning.
Yeah, I would also. I would follow the 20 questions by resigning from the Lord.
I mean, they talk to it, so.
Chat seemed to like the fact that you had a better direction, even though you got a lot of no's for this than the first one.
Well, the first time we started out with, is it an object? We didn't do the person, place, or thing. We were just like shaky from the beginning, and we got there in the end.
Yeah, you did. That 20th question nailed it.
Yeah, I like to start them with like, okay, start as broad as possible, hone it down, keep. So.
Have we narrowed it down from human versus beast race?
Well, I mean, it's probably one of those.
But have we narrowed it down to one of those?
No, we haven't.
Okay, so should I go ahead and do that?
Yeah.
All right. Is it related to the humans?
No.
All right.
Okay. Now, do we just assume that it is related to one of the beast folk? Or is there a fourth option that we're not considering?
Dang it, Rob.
I don't know what else there could be. There are men, there are mer, and there are beast folk. Those are the three genders.
So we've got Argonian, Khajiit.
You have like all of the other like non-playable races. It could be like a centaur or a Lamia.
We can narrow it down to that. Ramora? Is it?
Oh, true. Yeah. Or not? Yeah. Is the race that it's associated with a playable race?
No, it is not.
Alrighty.
Okay. Yaz is asking if Slodes are mer. I would assume they are considered beast folk. That seems like the category they fit in.
I guess for clarification, right? I was going to say that without like giving you a free thing, if you're just looking for clarification, Slodes would not be mer. No, they would be a beast race.
Rash has got the answer apparently, right? So just holding it to himself. Now, is there anything that, and this is not a question to Lotus, but is there a secret fourth category that we're not considering, or does it have to be beastfolk at this point?
I mean, Daedric isn't man or mer, is it?
That's true.
That's
a very good point.
It sure and is.
It's an annoyingly good point.
Frustratingly good point.
I think a lot of those fall once again under vaguely alive because they never die.
And we also know that it's not playable, so like that
there's
is
tons
a race
of non-playable
not,
beast races.
No, I know, but that's another race that's not playable, that's not even beast or human or mer or anything.
We're at 8 questions right now, Lotus, is that right?
10, actually.
10.
Oh, dang it.
You currently know that it is alive. Asterisk, don't get hung up on that part. I know you're going to. You already told me you would, but don't. It's associated with a specific race, and all the other questions have been no. It's not a person. It's not a place. It's not an object. It's not magic. It's not
round.
It's not merish. It's not human, and it's not playable.
I forgot to write down the playable. Okay, that's why.
How vague do you think he's being on person?
Well, that's
if you can communicate with it. Is it like is Slode close enough to person?
I mean, I think Slode are sentient enough to be classified with personhood, and I think they're definitely alive enough to not have an asterisk next to them.
I'm trying to think like what
I can't stress to not get hung up on that part.
But we're trying to figure out the race that they're associated with, not what the answer actually is. Right. So I guess that's a good distinguishing fact. Is it associated with Daedra?
No.
Damn. Should we go ahead and just throw the beast folk guess, and so we can at least have it narrowed down? We're at 11 at this point. You guys good with spending?
I feel like that's probably a good idea.
Is it associated with a beast folk race? It
sure is.
Okay.
Non-playable beast folk race.
So that could be centaurs. It could be minotaurs.
I was going to say minotaurs, centaurs.
Lamias.
Yeah.
Couldn't it be any of the Akaviri races, too?
That is... I feel like he would get a lot more hung up on... Well, we haven't really actually...
I'm just saying.
He would be a lot more hesitant on the is it a
well that's one of
race.
Them that would be
because the Akaviri are arguably very mannish,
like the vampiric snakes. Is that I mean because that could be considered
they're
undead.
Described as vampiric snake men, so their aliveness is debatable, their
manhood is debatable and their snakeness is debatable. And
everything about them is debatable. Well,
I mean, how would you describe an Argonian?
We know nothing about them.
It's a lizard man.
Lotus would be a lot more hesitant on answering, is this a mannish race, than, you know, just a straight no.
Yes, that's
straight up. I feel like he's also going to like keep it to something that we are going to know more about rather than something like.
Do we want to just start guessing what some of the
popular
just pull
something big and dagger also?
I was going to say rather than something like Mithril.
I mean,
because I feel like,
I mean, I'll give you a straight up hint. You'll definitely know what this is. This is way less obscure than Mithril.
And yeah, so I'm thinking centaurs are pretty obscure. That you do see them in Daggerfall, but I think they're only mentioned in books otherwise. They don't really exist in the games.
I feel like you only really see minotaurs in...
Minotaurs are pretty important because they're all throughout ESO. That's what I was going to say. In Oblivion a lot. And they're really like integral to the foundation of the Empire. They're a pretty big deal. Lamias are pretty common. You find them everywhere. What else is there?
But isn't it what we're looking for is associated to the race? So we'd need a race that has some connecting
to something that's got a debatable life or death.
What else?
Like, it's not this, but it feels like it's something similar to dwarven constructs, but like beast folk,
a beast folk version of that.
That's kind of how it feels,
but
vaguely alive, like, associated with one race.
Other than the dwarven, the dwarves, who has something like that?
Yeah, like homunculus-like life, where it's like artificial life or something. That's kind of where I'm, and it's not explicitly artificial life, but like that's the closest I can get from his answer.
I love how deep we're going with this. For like,
don't worry, we're not hung up on it.
No, clearly, he glazed right over it. That's okay. I appreciate you just really glazing right over that one.
Weather Dragon just suggests Imga. I really don't think it'd be Imga because Lotus said that we would know the answer, and I feel like there's probably at least two of us that don't know what Imga are.
They are cool, though.
They are cool, but they're not very well known. Cool.
I actually was really hoping they'd bring them back in the Fallen SD thing, and it's like with the Gold Road suggestion and stuff. I thought we might see them, but rip.
You thought wrong.
Yep, I did.
What if it's Dramothra? Because I see Yaz is talking about Khajiits.
It's true.
Dramothra are explicitly alive, aren't they? They're just like cursed people.
Well, it's funny. So like, I'm curious. So Spartan pulled the answer out of nowhere last time. RTG is actually just like taking all of these things in as I can tell. Just like, this is very entertaining to see how this group dynamic works out here.
Should we pull the advice that he gave us earlier and ask if we've said the answer out loud? I feel like that would help narrow it down, knowing it's at least one of these.
Have we said it out loud?
You have not said the answer to this out loud yet.
All right. That's very helpful. We'll just forget everything we've been talking about.
Should we ask if it's like against the player? I don't want to say good or evil because that's kind of debatable, but like something we have to fight or deal with.
We could just suggest a bunch of new things and then ask the same question again.
Wait, how many questions are we at?
We are at 13. So this is your 14th question.
Okay. We've asked like three questions in 10 minutes.
Right?
Hey, I'm gonna let this play out. At this point, where I'm going for an hour and a half episode where we do three games of this. That's all I think we're going to pull off. I prepped six for a concept of how long I thought it would take.
Let's do all six.
Let's do all six.
You, Lotus, you were wrong on thinking these would be easy.
Well, last time the first question took you, I think, like 18, and then you did it in like 10, 6, 4. I'm like, what the? It was like, okay, you just needed to warm up or something. Like.
Well, also you had a type. You were always like, okay, it's Redguard because you love Redguard, or you love talking about Redguard at least. And yeah, it was, you know, stuff like that where we could read you a bit more. These are wild cards out of nowhere.
I did try to not let any of my bias go into these.
Except... And I hate you for it.
I mean,
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
Man.
Okay, I feel like we're stuck.
It is a thing that is not quite, it is kind of alive, but not really. No big deal.
Yeah.
It's associated with a beast race.
Sure is.
And that beast race is not Imga, Lamia, Minotaur, Harpy, or any of the other ones that we've said out loud.
Or playable.
Or playable.
Yeah, or playable.
Which means no Argonians and no Khajiit.
Not associated with... What other beast races are there?
A lot.
And it's not a well, the thing is not a person, but the association that it's with is probably with a person race.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't classify it as a race. We would call it a species or something.
Right, or an animal, or...
I have a question for the group of us. Where do we consider hag ravens falling?
I was considering them as well.
Is that a beast race to us? Where do we?
They are by the lore, a person like a mage who has
They're
gone
like
through
a witch.
Ritual.
Yeah, so
they are a corrupted person. But they
so
are.
You would say that's like a man that would fall under. Yeah,
I would say it's not a race. It's okay. I don't know. I mean, I guess like in the way that like a vampire is a race, but you can have an elven vampire and a Nordic vampire and they're both vampires.
I would classify them as like a magical being.
Mm-hmm.
That's closer to man-ish than not.
For sure.
They are created, not born. So it's, you know, just like a werewolf or a vampire that doesn't. Let's see.
As we slowly dig our way to 14th question.
He's mentioned that it's something we should know. Most people are going to know probably something more recent, and we could start throwing out
the
races from more recent games.
If you're going to assume that Lotus's answer is from a recent game, I feel like that's not the best.
Probably wrong.
the only reason I suggest that is because he's like, you will know this one.
True.
You seem pretty confident about that.
Yes. And if I like, would be shocked if when played. I when you get to this answer, I will be surprised if anybody hasn't at least heard of this.
Weather Dragon in chat saying about harpies. I already said harpies out loud. That has been disqualified as one of the possible choices.
So I mean, it's probably going to be between at the earliest, maybe Morrowind.
We didn't mention Falmer earlier.
That's Myr. We said,
I was thinking they might fall under the beast race, but no.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
It's a little racist, but you know. It's
I realize.
Well, at the same time, we're playing the Elder Scrolls. Spoilers. Yeah. This world is horrible.
I was like, honestly, when we ruled out Myr, I was like, okay, so orcs are still kind of on the table.
Weather Dragon mentioned goblins, ogres, etc.
Yeah, I
That's
was just
true.
Gonna say
those are like, very popular ones that we haven't brought up.
Goblins are like even like in on Solstheim.
Reiklings.
Yeah, the Reiklings.
Reiklings, whatever.
Yeah, on Solstheim. Or giants.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Weather Dragon. I feel like that's a good direction to go. Now we just got to figure out how to carefully approach this category.
Do we want
to
ask, have we mentioned it again?
No. I mean, we could just keep doing that, but that's
it's a little messed up, but
yeah, it feels cheap.
Do something clarifying. You can totally do. You still have 6 questions to work with. You can totally clarify something better.
Is the thing associated with goblins?
It is not.
Damn.
Questionable living thing is what's really. He told us not to get hung up on it, but I. I don't know which beast race would have something like that. That's the thing that's getting me.
Well, I was thinking, like, hopefully it was going to end up in, like, hag ravens, because they have the
Briar Hearts.
Briar Hearts, yes. That's
yeah.
Yeah. So I was hoping we were going to end up there, but.
It's mannish, yeah. That I'd stop thinking about that because, I mean, they're
yeah, it's clearly managed. Not that. We've ruled that out with like a few of these questions, but I was hoping it was going to be something easy like that. I don't know what the heck this is, Lotus.
Well, if as opposed to, all right, so I guess to try to help steer you in a direction, maybe instead of trying to iron out exactly, I mean, you've managed to eliminate a lot of possibilities, but at this point, I feel like you've been around it quite a bunch. What do you call it? But at the same time, like there are, I guess, things you could definitely get to quicker, but I mean, if you need to try to eliminate other stuff, there's one
instead of focusing on the race it's associated with.
Yeah, there maybe try to eliminate some other things.
What kind of object would it be? Or it's not an object. Not an object, but it's a thing that's kind of alive, but not really.
Yep. There's a couple questions that I definitely think could really help you get there, but I don't know how to help you. Like,
what are those questions?
I'm trying to think of, like,
you know what, Lose, why don't you just give us the answer and then we'll start asking good questions.
And I'll just give you the answer and you guys will question your way to that answer.
Yeah. We'll do it reverse. We'll come up with 20 questions to ask about that thing.
Chat has thrown up some interesting stuff over the course of this whole questioning. Just, I guess I'll help you with that. Chat has been very, very interested in different things. I mean, that sort of narrows it down, but because there's like 500 chat messages.
Yeah. Weather Dragon just asked about Slodes, but we've already narrowed down that Slodes are not a choice, right? Or, I mean, have we?
We mentioned Slodes before we asked that question.
If we said it out loud.
Okay, I feel like again.
Oh, did we mess up?
Yeah, you have not mentioned the thing yet.
Oh, it could still be about Slodes.
Oh my god!
But it's not a
Slode. I don't want you to eliminate stuff based on that. Yeah, you have not mentioned the answer yet.
So the answer is not a Slode, but it still could be associated with Slodes. Okay.
That is correct.
Lotus, got a question for you. Is it associated with Slodes?
Sure is.
Thanks, Weather Dragon.
Right.
You a homie.
Slodes.
There you go. Now you've got a direction again.
Knows a lot about Slodes.
And you have 5 questions remaining, including your guess.
How many interactions with Slodes is from the trial in ESO?
Mr. Dragon in chat got a pretty good suggestion in that it's kind of alive, but not So what about a lich? Although I would say while a lich is not alive, it is still a person, which is weird.
It's like undead.
Do you agree with that logic, but, Lotus? Is that
I would agree with that logic.
Okay.
Yeah. But that, again, that would definitely be one of those weird straddling, how do I answer this thing? But yeah, like,
I'm pretty sure we've ruled that out. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I would agree with you. I would say that, yes. Yeah, that would be how I answered that as well.
Okay. So, Slodes and Sea Slodes, which are both Slodes, have a lot of necromancy to them.
I think I got something.
Okay.
Were they the ones that created the virus?
Yeah.
Because a virus isn't technically alive or dead.
I mean, that's still currently up for debate with the scientific community, I'm pretty sure.
Debatable, right? Yeah.
But I think the general consensus is that a virus is not alive, but a bacteria is.
Right.
We don't necessarily know the biological foundations of, what is it? The Thracian plague? Is that what that was
Thracian
called?
Thracian plague?
Am I thinking of the right plague? There was a few plagues.
There's a few plagues that happen in Tamriel every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Also called the slug famine. So yes, that was,
I believe somebody also posted the slowed sniffles and shit.
They did earlier, and I was like, whatever that means. And now I'm like, oh, they were probably correct.
Maybe.
I just kind of blew it off like, sure, whatever that freaking means. Okay.
Do we want to go in that direction?
Yeah, should we ask if it's a plague?
That's a great question. Falcon, you want to say that again?
Hey, is it a plague?
It sure is.
Oh, okay. Snap.
We're confident then, yes?
Yes. Yeah, the Thracian plague.
It is the Thracian plague.
Nice.
Yes.
Let's go.
Wow. You did. I was really, yeah. So that's why I was like, please don't get hung up on the alive or dead thing because of the virus debate. And there's no definitive basis on how it was made, but I'm like, disease is generally like super nebulous, so I'm like,
yeah, so as far as my understanding is that the scientific communities, as a general rule of thumb, have said that viruses are typically not alive and bacteria are. We don't know if the Thracian plague was bacterial or viral. We don't know.
Right, so that's why I was like, don't get hung up on that one, because it was like, oh boy, that's going to send them in a spiral of all sorts of horrible things. But yeah,
talking about spheres for a while there, for sure.
Also, that's why I wanted to say yes to spheres, because slodes are very round, but they're not actually.
How long did that take us? Were we better or worse on the time?
So we're basically at about an hour, and I know that's generally what Tom likes to keep these to, but
question number three.
I'm totally in charge. So we're going to do one last one.
For anyone who thinks that's too long, go ahead and turn the episode off. You had your episode.
Listen to the other half next week, and then it's like a short episode and a normal episode.
Don't turn it off. Just let it play until you still get the view.
Yeah. So, we're going to do one more. We'll do three total. This will be a little longer episode for everybody. So I hope you enjoy. I hope it's not too long for anybody. What do you call it? Certainly not going to be an episode of like the unofficial The Scrolls Tales of Tamriel, which tends to go on for like 3 hours. So we're still going to be way less than that. I guess this could be the longest game in history.
Don't speak too soon.
Touche.
You get stuck on this third one for two hours.
Right. So I'm going to eliminate both of these because I already know this is going to spiral out of control if I do either of those.
What were they? Just so we know what you're throwing away. Or you don't have to tell us yet if you don't want to.
No, it's fine. Celine.
Oh, yeah. That would probably take us a little bit.
Because, exactly. Celine Dion.
Falcon would also not know what the hell you're talking about because it's ESO.
Most people don't know before we get into this. Celine also was actually in Arena.
Yeah.
Because Celine's Web the Dungeon is actually just a remake of From Arena. So she's been around since the very beginning with her weird spider mating dens, which...
Fun. That's the old like games my bedroom.
Yeah, the old games were very peculiar. So yeah, Celine was going to be one of the choices, and the other one was.
Did he just call his bedroom the spider dating den?
We're gonna blow right past that. We already had somebody grossed out by spider stuff. I'm good with moving past the spider den. So the
spider danger though.
Spider mating den.
Anyway,
another one star on Apple Spot podcast.
Yeah. Well, also, those aren't my thing either, but the other one was Wisp Wrappings, which I feel like would have taken a while to get there.
Yeah.
Given the basis
Wisp
of stuff.
Wrappings? You psychopath. That's like...
What? You're just a straight up psychopath.
All right.
Hope you're okay with that diagnosis.
That's, I'm going to allow it. So I'm going to let you guys choose. Do we want... option A or option B? I will let you choose.
What's option
your poison.
A?
So option A. No,
which one's harder?
After the first two rounds, I have no idea anymore.
Oh man.
I mean, what are we supposed to? Do you want me to just flip a coin for you, Lotus? I got a coin here.
Yeah,
let's do B. Yeah.
B.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, guys.
Spartan feels B. All right. We're going with B.
I think it's Spartan.
Watch it be tails.
I got tails anyways. So
let's see. Double
there.
B.
I was vindicated by the coin.
You were. All right.
All right.
So.
What's your guess, Spartan?
All right. So we are kicking off our final 20 questions right now. So, yeah. Shoot away. Whatever you got.
Is it a place?
It is not a place.
Can you wear it?
No.
Is it a person? Or did we already ask that?
No.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Nope, not a person either.
A place, person, or a wearable.
So, it's a thing that cannot be worn.
Or a concept that cannot be worn.
Well, the concept is a thing. That's where the thing you have to really... If it's a person or a place, it gets easy. You're like, okay, let's, where are they from? Yeah. Where is it at? But yeah, once it's a thing, it's like, well, that's the
thousands
rest of existence.
Of stuff.
Right.
Everything else. Yep.
Is it alive?
No.
Straight up no this time. That's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
No, no straddling the fence on that one. Just this time it's not alive.
Is it a magical item?
Nope.
Cool.
That's starting to sound like Mithril again.
Spoilers, you picked it up a second time.
Did we do better than
it's adamant? Wasn't it only an arena?
Was it only an arena? No, it's actually very specifically not an arena. That's actually a really good question.
You did answer so that funny. In a very specific way. You said it's specifically not in arena.
Oh my god, no, not the metaphorical.
No.
We're in the arena, which is technically Tamriel. That is not how I meant that.
I'm trying to ask this in a way that I'm not just asking a second question. I'm just trying to.
I will totally allow you to clarify because I didn't answer it in a way that it's like, oh well, Tamriel's technically also in the arena.
Mean
that's not what I meant.
That it is in every other game.
All right. How do
you
I
said
answer
specifically
that?
Not arena, so that means like okay,
right.
Well, then it is in the rest of them.
How can I answer this to not be confusing, which has not worked once yet?
Yes or no, typically.
Well,
he can't manage those questions, those answers for very long.
That's two
things. Those words confuse him.
That's one more than one answer. How can I possibly do this? This will make so much sense why this is a complicated thing to answer when you get there.
We got to like 8 before it got complicated last time.
Yeah, no, no, we're at 7
already. Jesus.
Yep. Oh yeah, I'm on 6. What did I miss?
Well, I'm including the one we're on.
Okay.
Oh.
Which I'm trying to give you an answer to. It's
yes or no. Dang it.
I have to say no. It's not in every other game. Like it's not.
Just to be clear, that was not a second question. That was a clarification.
That's a clarifying thing. No, it's not in every other game.
Okay. Can you review the questions that we have? Because I think I missed one.
Yes. Where it's not a place. You can't wear it. It's not a person. It's not alive. It's not magical. It's not an arena.
Did not hear the magical one. All right.
I asked it.
Good to know. So we are on 7. And again, it's not in arena. I did not mean that as in it doesn't have anything to do with the continent of Tamriel metaphorical arena. That's not what I meant. It still relates to the game world.
So therefore it's not in a realm of oblivion. Got it.
Yes, that you, I suppose you could take it that way. Although would you consider Tamriel being part of the Mundus because it's surrounded by spaces of oblivion?
Is Tamriel in the universe? Is that what you're asking? Because I think yes. The answer is yes.
Also, I like if you're not wearing it, you're not trying hard enough, and it's a potato.
Okay, so if you can't wear it, not a person, not alive, is it an object?
I mean,
don't get too hung up on it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We'll say, yes. 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 Okay. More definitive yes, the amount of times I say yes. So, yes. I was thinking if there's any way that that would be misconstrued, but I will just stand by the fact that it is actually just yes. Yes, it's an object.
Awesome.
Then I might want to refer to Yaz as the suggestion in chat in that the classic, is it bigger than a bread box? Are we good with that being the next question, y'all?
I've been thinking that the whole time. I'm glad it's finally actually coming up.
Now that it's like, I typically like to reserve those for if it's an object, then I want to know how big it is. If it's like a person, I'm like, it's typically not relevant how big the person is. So yeah, is it bigger than a bread box?
No, it's smaller than a bread box.
All right.
Rabbit skull.
So it could be a small bread box.
I was assuming a normal slice of bread for the bread box related, like that would be the loaf size that would fit in said bread box. I'm thinking of a normal, like,
I feel like bread boxes are quite a bit bigger than the loaf. Like there's a good amount of space.
There's a decent amount of space.
Yeah,
in them,
I can put two loaves in mine.
I mean, crossing over with Fallout. I mean, bread box is decently sized.
Yes. Says next question. How many of you have seen an actual bread box?
I've seen my fair share of bread boxes. Yeah, they're not consistently sized. I gotta say.
No, to the really bread not. Box convention every year.
but they have a rough general size. Yeah. You know, like that.
I mean, you guys do watch the bread boxies every year, right? That's an award show for the best bread box now.
Puts the Oscars to shame.
Okay. It's not magical. So I was going to ask if it was associated with Daedra, but I feel like the fact that it's not magical kind of cuts that out.
Right.
There might be an exception there, but I think it's safe to just assume no there.
Because, like, even Daedric weapons are magical, like,
they're literally
armor is magical.
Like, embroidered with the Daedric soul in order for something to be Daedric. It has to, like, be powered by the soul of a Daedra. So that's pretty magical.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Ugh. All right, I'm gonna just hope this isn't gonna be distracting to you guys. You carry on. I was looking up something else on my own.
Okay, I was like, well, that was distracting, whatever you're referring
to. Yeah, no.
Yes, the fork of her appellation is a Daedric item.
And I would say it's magical.
Yes, it's also magical.
It's probably one of the mods from the last patron chat. It's got to be one of those.
Got to be what?
Yeah, one of the mods from the last patron chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just like super meta.
All right.
So you're up to 9. Well, you've done 8, so your next question is 9. So you're still under halfway here. You can.
Should we try to narrow down a game that it might be prominently in, or should we? Because we know it's not in Arena, and we know it's probably not in at least one other game, maybe a few other games.
Right. Almost everything in all of the games is in ESO, so I feel like that's kind of a.
Should we try to narrow down by
information over there?
Yeah.
If it's in a main storyline game, that would exclude all of the side games and ESO. Is that a good way to narrow this down?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. So you're referring to numbered entry?
Like, is it part of the main storyline, Elder Scrolls 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5?
It is not.
What?
Okay.
Shadow key.
I was going to say, it's going to be a shadow key deep dive here.
Instant reaction. What?
I know. I like just that immediate trauma in the chat. It doesn't have a Roman numeral. No.
So it could only be an ESO, and that could still be a well-known thing because there's a lot of content in there. Or it could be in ESO and Battlespire.
Yeah, does it say, how do we know it's only ESO?
We know it's not in a numbered game, so it could be just any of the side games and ESO.
Yes,
so,
as we all know, it's in Battlespire.
I mean, Lotus is the world's number one Battlespire streamer.
He's also the world's number one Redguard and freaking Shadowkey streamer because no one plays them.
There was one other person once.
Default.
I was going to say, there was one other person once.
One time.
Yeah,
there was that one Let's Play from that YouTuber, Yao Weasel, for Shadowkey. Shout out, Yao Weasel.
That's true. And I was going to say, I think there were two of us streaming Battlespire at one point.
I think there, at the same time.
Yeah, I think there were like 84 people in the directory, and I was like, "Hey, there's two people," and somebody was like, "Are they just like streaming your stream?" Everybody's just here.
Okay, let's see. It's gonna be.
Do we want to find out if it's ESO or one of the weird ones?
I mean, if we ask if it's an ESO, that doesn't narrow it down enough, I feel like.
It really doesn't.
Or we could ask if it was introduced in ESO, because there are some things that are introduced from those games.
By God, you're a genius.
Sometimes.
Go ahead.
Was it introduced in ESO?
It is not introduced or was not introduced in ESO.
Dang, man.
Elder Scrolls Castles.
I almost picked that game and I'm like, yeah, it's still in regional beta.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a good game.
Yeah, I've heard it's fun. I do not have an appropriate device that will play it. One that just because it's not on like iTunes North America or whatever it is, or Apple.
Legally, I have not played it yet.
Yeah, yeah. There's that little box thing that you can do to emulate it.
Yep.
which I've looked at as well. And I was like, it ran like crap on my computer. Not that I would do that.
Yeah, no, never.
No.
I respect Todd right. Mauer too much.
So we've crossed the halfway mark.
So, yeah, not a place, can't wear it, not a person, not alive, not magical, not in arena, which is also not in any of the numbered games. It is an object. It's smaller than a bread box. Was not introduced in ESO.
That's it.
So, Shadow Key, Red Guard, Battle Spire.
Scrolls, Blades. Ooh. Scroll? That's what it's called, yeah.
Not scrolls.
So what's the like card one?
Legends.
Legends.
Yeah, yep. Scrolls.
Legends.
Okay.
Yeah, Scrolls was the other
Skyrim
Minecraft
pinball that got
sued into the ground.
Not spec.
It wasn't the very special edition of Skyrim on the Amazon Alexa, right?
There is also that, but I would get as ridiculous as that would be. Yeah, I would say that's still associated with, call it a weird DLC to Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
My mom plays it anytime she cooks. Just has it going.
Are you being for real? I've never actually seen anyone play it on Alexa.
Oh, really?
I know that it's a real thing. But like,
I've played it. You can break it. You can experience the features very quickly.
I love the way you phrased that. That's a very Bethesda way to say that.
Okay, so the only one of those games that I know even remotely anything about is Blades.
Really? All right, interesting. I know the least about that one.
And that, what I'm saying is it's not even very much that I know.
I'm about the same. All I've known is watching Lotus play Battle Spire.
Yeah,
right.
I'm glad that I've scarred generations.
I know a decent about. I know more about Battle Spire than any of them. Shadow Key's number two, and then I know like little to nothing about Red Guard, and then I know nothing about the rest.
You're missing nothing, and Red Guard is terrible.
It's as a huge fan of the series. And as our buddy Dave, who runs the UESP, says, Red Guard is probably his favorite game because it just added so much to the story. It is in the top three worst games I've ever played in my entire life.
Yeah.
I would rather play Battle Spire on repeat than play Red Guard.
The Sub-Zero game's up there. What's the third one?
Why am I blanking? I feel like there's just too much trauma from these games. What is the third game that I always say is one of the worst? Because, yeah, it's Sub-Zero Mythologies. It's Elder Scrolls Redguard. And my third horrific gaming trauma is slipping my mind.
I thought you had it, too.
Elder Scrolls has the best and the worst games ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's real cool, guys.
Also, thanks for swinging by.
Battle Spire, I guess. That's a pretty valid answer for that with the jumping puzzles.
Oh, God.
All right, so let's press forward. We're at 11. Yes. See if we can get to our conclusion to end this year. Yeah.
Weather Dragon put star teeth in the chat a while back. I just ignored it because I don't know what that means. Does that mean anything to you guys?
Nope.
Star teeth?
Sure don't.
It is a quest item from Shadow Key. I will just help you out there.
Okay. Oh, yes, I do remember that now. Okay, yeah.
They actually are in ESO as well as a pickpocketable item.
I was about to say, isn't that the pickpocketable item you talked about?
Yes, it is. It's one of the deepest cuts the game has in ESO. I was like, dude, like two people are going to get this joke. Like, why is this in the game?
Okay, well, Star Teeth are smaller than a bread box. I would kill you if Star Teeth was the answer.
I would argue they're... Yeah, I would argue they're magical, though.
True.
Right, it's not magical.
Non-magical.
It's hard to consider all of the answers at the same time.
What if I just say broaden your scope, and I'll leave it at that?
Back it up a bit. Okay.
Yeah. You're on the right track, but just broaden your scope a bit.
Okay, so
trolls travel.
What kind of object would it be? What? Let's try to narrow that down. Can I fit it in my pocket?
You sure can.
We said it's not wearable.
Not wearable.
It is not wearable.
So it's not.
Can I fit it in my pocket if I'm wearing girl skinny jeans? No, I'm kidding.
That's fine. It's a clarifying question, and it would be probably be pretty uncomfortable if you can.
You can't fit any. Those aren't like they're not even real pockets.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It would definitely be sticking out.
Not that I wear girl skinny jeans.
No, you look that was a type. Clarifying question, clearly.
Let's see.
Stupid ads.
I would say, should we try and figure out the game? But I don't think any of us know a ton about out of any of them.
And I feel like I mean, that's not really going to help.
No,
nope. I think it would. It's just I'm worried it's going to take three questions for us to figure it out. But that, figuring out the game I'm would saying. Be very helpful.
Well, I mean, this was AK's suggestion. I think he already knows.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's certainly a direction you could go.
I was waiting certainly... for AK to chime in, but I guess he's just...
Oh, yeah, AK, if you're on mute, if you...
No, yeah, I don't, I'm still thinking.
What game do you think it is? Because I feel like the group as a whole is leaning towards Battlespire. Do we think it's Battlespire?
I feel like given that it's also Lotus, that makes sense.
Yes. All three of them make sense because it's Lotus.
I know, but I feel like
I know. Which one does he play the most?
I know all three make sense, but I feel like I've heard Lotus tell more stories about battles.
Lotus probably shouldn't be the meta because he specifically said he tried to choose things that he would not normally choose with his own bias.
Then the first question was maybe
after saying that he did exactly that.
All right, I'm not
going to pull what Rob does and choose all like the mod one. They were all mods.
I'm cool with Battlespire. I think that's cool. Where I'm leaning to.
Okay, so Lotus, is it in Battlespire? Should we ask, is it introduced in Battlespire or is it in Battlespire? Because those are two different questions.
Is Battlespire the first of those spinoffs?
I think so.
If it's in it, Shadowkey might have
been. I think Shadowkey was after it.
Yeah, I believe. I take it back. Shatterkey was definitely after it because part of Peaceful Waters, the soundtrack that's in, or one of the tracks from Morrowind, is actually a looping like 40-second clip in the background of Shatterkey while you play.
It's awful.
That is a deep cut of trivia there, Lotus.
So it's literally one of my favorite tracks. And after about 20 hours of 40 seconds of it playing, I'm like, I'm starting to lose it.
Okay. Was it introduced in Battlespire?
It was not introduced in Battlespire.
Oh, God.
Damn it! Okay. Should we just rip him off like a Band-Aid until we get to the game?
Or should we go somewhere else?
Well, I don't know nothing about any of the other games, so...
I really don't either. And to be fair, like, every time I watched Lotus streaming any of these games, I was also doing something else at the same time, so I wasn't really paying attention.
I'm soothing background noise, just like a fire alarm.
It was just amusing watching you punch the same thing for 30 minutes.
Last time we played and Lotus chose the answers, I told him he was going too easy on us, way too easy on us. And I am sorry. I repent. I made a mistake. It's
all your fault, Rob.
All right. You guys are, you know, you're close at this point. I actually think you are closer than you think you are. Let me help you with that.
It's not very close.
What all game is closer than you think you are?
A very Shiagora thing to say, Lotus.
What other games could it be?
I mean, it's got to be. I if it's a Stormhold reference, I swear to God, like
I'll leave this Patreon right
he's
now.
He's gonna jump through the computer again.
I'll leave the Patreon. I will unsubscribe.
You will not Stormhold
Who
me.
Said that?
So we got. There is Stormhold as a game. There's Shadowkeep. There's Redguard. Battlespire is not an option. I feel like there was another one of those that Dawnstar. I can't think of. Yeah, Dawnstar. That's the one.
I'll save you the trouble. The Elder Scrolls Travels Dawnstar.
Yeah. I really don't think it's Stormhold or Dawnstar. The odds of it being those would be just... Oh, I don't... God, he is a monster, though. Who knows?
That's not true. I don't hate you guys.
Is it more likely to be Shadowkeep or Redguard? Because I feel like it's like 50-50 on those, and hopefully it's not anything else.
Well, you've got 7 questions to work with here. So you've got you've got some leeway. You don't need to be quite so.
I mean, we can narrow down to, or ask one of those games that, and see.
Which of the two do we think it more likely is? Because if we get a no, then we're still not super sure of the other one.
It's true. Yeah. But my earlier statement still stands. Think broad. Don't micromanage quite so
like
much.
Like a woman? Like a broad?
No. Not like that. No, not, we're not devolving back to the 50s. Like a woman? I was thinking, you know, just less nuanced than you might be going.
See.
Again, you got 7 questions, so you got some feelers here that you can work with. It's not like you're down to like 2 questions. You're like, well, we got this wrong, we're effed.
Wait, so did we already narrow it down to like it is only in one specific game?
That's actually, yeah.
You've kind of narrowed it down to a game.
Yeah,
and it's not a mainline entry.
Right.
Because anything that was introduced in Shadowkeep was not brought up ever again.
Okay. Yeah, except
besides
for that
ESO.
Crap. Right, which we've eliminated that. It wasn't spawned in ESO, and yeah, that's literally like one pickpocketable item.
Yeah. Now, the item could have been in ESO, but it wasn't introduced in ESO. That was the way that was phrased.
Correct.
But yeah, it's probably not in more than one game, with ESO maybe being an exception.
Let me put it this, all right. Depending on how you ask your question, you're like right there.
What question would that be?
A really good one.
Okay. Noted. I'll get you one of these times. Should we just start trying to narrow down what it is from a different angle altogether then? Because it could be Shadowkeep, it could be Redguard, or it could be Stormhold for some reason.
I would say that it's probably not from Redguard because he hates it so much, but then he could just be throwing us out of left field and be like, it is, you know?
I mean, with the amount of questions we have left, I would probably try to narrow it down to
one of the main games that we know. Seven to work with.
RTG, do you have a game you want to try to narrow it down to?
Is it, I mean, like you said, the two.
Let's take the lead. What game do you want to try to narrow it down to?
Is it in Shadowkey?
I'm actually going to give you this. It's just Shadowkey.
That was RTG's answer. He literally messaged me. He was like, "You think it's the Shadow Key?"
Yes, I'm just going to give you that because you guys. That's why I was saying broad. I was like, "Don't worry about it being in a game. That's literally the game.
It is. That's the what game.
When you said rephrased it after talking about it. I was like,
yeah, because I didn't
with the key being that key, it could be bigger out of the
and
pocket.
That was why I was like, I don't want them to fixate on the fact that it's like, well, is it a Shadow Key? It's like, well, no, that's magical, but I don't want you to, that wasn't what I was going for. I meant the box that's on the shelf, which is smaller than a bread box, and it totally fits in your pocket.
All right, well, these were way too hard.
To be fair, you did get all three of them. Granted, one of them was on the last question.
I'm not even going to criticize you on doing like the arena thing, because choosing the game Shadow Key is acceptable. Choosing the word Shadow Key would be stupid.
That's why I was like, I don't want it to be a physical Shadow Key or the word Shadow Key. But yeah, so that was why. Once you were like, is it a Shadow Key? I'm like, that's close enough that I think that's just like, yeah, you guys got there. So good work. You managed to get all three of them.
I'd say this was an accomplishment for me, especially considering I'm under the influence of my sleeping pills at the moment.
That's even more impressive. This is absolutely the longest episode, so I hope everybody did enjoy. And we are going to... Aren't I saying the game isn't a magical experience? I certainly am, Weather. But so, you know, without dragging this out any longer, I hope everybody had fun with that. Thanks, chat, for jumping in with all your suggestions. Chat actually managed to nail a couple of the answers like way earlier.
Yeah.
We need to pay more attention.
The slowed like coughs or whatever they said.
Yes. The slowed sniffles.
I am sorry. I laughed your answer off and that was 100% correct.
So, yes. But yeah, thanks everybody for playing along. I hope that was fun. We'll be back to the normal show next week, back to more directly like an hour. And we'll just do a quick sign off. Rob, where can people generally find you if they're looking for you?
In my house.
That's a good place to be.
But otherwise, if you're trying to find me online, Rob the Princess, and I'm in the Discord. I am theoretically on ESL. That's about it, though. Check out the Sky Oblivion project. There, we're nearing the edge there of a completed project. That's exciting. That's about it. Also, a Blinding Vision left the call early.
Yes. Shout out to Blinding Vision for hanging out with us. Like I said, this episode definitely a little longer than usual. So, I hope people enjoyed the little extra time. Sometimes, we aim for an hour, but, I figured we'd do three of these because this was kind of fun. Blinding had to take off because it was ran a little long. So thank you, Blinding, even though you're not here, for hanging out with us. Always appreciate it. RTG, where can people find you? Are you up to anything?
You find me. I'm Yellowbrand on Discord. Starting to try to get back into streaming. I just created an ESO account after however many years it's been out and had it for all of a day and got banned and had to get that fixed.
Oh, that's right. That was you. I forgot about that.
Yep.
That's right. Never mind. I actually forgot that was you that happened too.
You got that resolved, right?
Yeah, I guess it was a mistake or something. They fixed it the next day.
Yeah,
or I had to wait like 24 hours or something like that.
Yeah, their support's actually better than most in my experience. Well, I've heard some, not so much, but I don't know.
Better than most. I tried to get on
the scale, but
I didn't get the actual email or see it until I got back from home from work.
Sure.
So, but I'm gonna try to start streaming that.
I was gonna say,
ESO.
What's your Twitch? Give it a shout out.
Yellowbrand. That's why I switched the Discord to Yellowbrand from RTG. Just make it a little easier to find.
Yep. Continuity is very helpful.
Yeah.
Fulcrum, you up to anything?
Just hanging out with us. Yeah, I mean, I'm in the Discord, Fulcrum with an F. I am currently playing WoW. I will play ESO again once the new storyline drops.
Yep.
If they ever get their lives together, I'll start playing Star Wars The Old Republic again.
That's... Isn't that getting sunset?
What?
No, you're thinking of the other one.
Okay.
Oh. I'm always getting new Elder Scrolls tattoos, so I'll post those occasionally in the Discord. My next one is probably going to be the Shadow Constellation.
Ooh.
Yep.
You're such an archlord. I love it. It's not an insult.
That's about it.
Alrighty, and AK Spartan, what have you been up to? One of the things I already know, but feel free to shout out your stuff, even though watch one of them.
So I am one of the hosts of the Elden Archives, which is the FromSoft or Elden Ring lore cast through the Rocket Club on the network, so people can find that at Spotify or any of the other places you can find all the other shows from the network. And so I do that. Those come out once a week. And then other than that, I said this last night on the Fallout Lorecast, but I've been playing a lot more multiplayer games than I've played in a while. I've been playing a lot of Helldivers. I got back into Dead by Daylight with some of my friends. And I normally play more single player stuff, but I've been playing a lot of, like, not just multiplayer, but like exclusively multiplayer games like Helldivers. And like I said, where it's just, that's, you know, the whole thing to it. So that's been interesting. That's been a lot of fun. So.
Don't think you said the name of your podcast. I think you just said what it was.
The Elden Archive.
Yeah, Elden Archives.
Yeah.
Yes.
I led with that. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Very, I was going to say. I
just wanted to make sure you're shouting your show out properly.
Yeah, one episode back. Yeah, and I definitely recommend if you are interested in Elden Ring, because it's the only reason I have any idea what is going on in that storyline.
nice. Thanks, Lotus.
And Falcon, you up to anything, buddy?
I don't do anything online. I'm in the Discord. I talk in that, but just playing through Arena and Baldur's Gate 3 still. Outside of that, not much.
Very good. And I'm just Lotus of Doom, pretty much any place that I actually bother to have an account, as well as I am one of the hosts on the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages, Tales of Tamriel podcast, which we generally do bi-weekly for the most part, and we hopefully will be recording an episode this weekend. Otherwise, there's lots of other shows on Robots' network on robotsradio.net. There's just literally pretty much a lore cast about everything, whether Tom hosts it or not. Because I don't know, he's just got like 8 at this point or 6. I don't know. I have no idea how he keeps track of that many things. But if you're ever looking for what's that?
And the number's in a quantum state.
Yes, constantly. So definitely feel free to check out any of the other shows on the network. Otherwise, thanks everybody again for joining on this episode. I hope it was entertaining in Tom's stead. And we will kind of be back to our normal lore-based episodes with a topic in mind as of next week. So have a great one, and we will see you all next time. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out robotsradio.net for more podcasts just like this, and join us on the Robots Radio Discord. Be part of a community of over 5,000 people who are excited about video games and so much more. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.